Listener Production.
Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A high-profile defamation case is over, with a war veteran losing his fight. Ben Robert Smith has been unsuccessful in suing The Age, Sydney Morning Herald and the Canberra Times over a series of articles published in 2018 about his time in Afghanistan. The federal court ruling each proceeding must be dismissed. Nine, which is the publisher of the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, is pleased with the verdict. Managing Director James Chessel says justice has been served.
It is a vindication for the many people in our newsrooms and our organisation. And most importantly, it is a vindication for the brave soldiers of the SAS who served their country with distinction and then had the courage to speak the truth about what happened in Afghanistan.
Federal changes have kicked in today, increasing HECS debts by 7.1%. It's the biggest hike in three decades, affecting around 3 million Aussies. But Shadow Education Minister Sarah Henderson says students should be given options to pay down debts.
The Education Minister has been missing in action on this critical issue at a critical time for so many Australians feeling cost of living pressures, and it is time the government stepped up.
A crime scene has been formally established 1 week after a multi-storey building was gutted by fire in Sydney CBD. The matter has now been handed to police following a lengthy clean-up by fire crews. It's expected the remaining walls will be torn down, reducing the exclusion zone and allowing some residents to return to neighbouring apartments. In sport, Hawthorn coach Sam Mitchell says he's thinking of everyone involved in the now-closed independent investigation into historic racism allegations. The club is waiting to find out if they will be hit with sanctions. Mitchell admits it's been a bumpy road.
Yeah, I mean, I think all parties, you just feel for all parties. You know, every side of it, everyone who's been involved in it, you feel for.
And still on footy, both Sam Doherty and Paddy Cripps have been cleared from injury to play for Carlton in tomorrow's D's clash.